Hi, thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Amy. May I have your name, please?
Before I give you my name, I'm just calling about a product that I got from you. It had my name and everything on it, but I never ordered anything. And I'm just checking on how is it being paid for so I don't have somebody have stolen my identity or something like that. I can give you an order number or order ID if that helps you any.
Okay, so let's see here.
And this is the second time this has happened. I had never heard of your company until I got a product. This was back on, the order date was November 24th. And this one is dated for January 30th.
Okay, so let's see here.
So I don't know if it's set up on some sort of automatic ship type thing or what, but.
Okay, thanks. So what's that order ID?
Okay, the order ID is 148-4177-238506. -C, T like in Tom, Y-001.
Don't have any order IDs like that. I tell you what, may I have your last name, please?
Verbitsky, V like in Victor, R, B like boy, I-C-K-Y.
Okay, thank you. No, not locating, you know, anything with the name or that order number. Where did you get our phone number from?
Off the invoice that came with it. This is Omax Health, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Well, that's the number that's listed on this invoice. It says
shipped
from Omax.
Let's see here. I guess so. Can we have that order ID again just to make sure we didn't get that incorrectly?
148-4177.
Sorry. Wait. Sorry. 148-4177.
-238-506-C like in cat, T like Tom, Y-001.
Okay, thank you. Let's see here. Let's see what we can find.
It says the order date was January 30th of 21. The ship date was February 1st.
Okay, thank you. So let's see here.
And I also have a PIC number if that helps any, or whatever a GLF number is, there's all sorts of numbers on here.
Not sure. So let's see here. Just not pulling anything up with that order number. So let's.
I could even give you the order number from the first stuff that I got.
Let's see here. Okay, so let's try something else here. No. Okay, and what other numbers do you see, I guess?
There's one under order info where it says the order date, then there it says GLF number, whatever that stands for.
Okay. See ya.
And then under the shipping, the middle section where its ship date is February 1, shipping method is UPS. Am I lightweight carrier UPS lightweight, and then it gives a pick number for that.
Okay. Okay, so let's see here. I'm just going to see if we can look anything up. Again, with that, and whose name is on the invoice? Is it, has your name on the invoice?
My name is on the invoice. That's what's strange about all of this.
Okay. Okay, so again, let's just try your name list again here. So, let's see. Okay, and how do you spell that last name again, please?
V like in Victor, R, V like boy, I-C-K-Y.
Okay, I'm sorry, the thing wasn't typing again. V like Victor, R, V like boy.
I-C-K-Y.
I-C-K-Y, thank you. Okay, no, I surely don't see your name at all in here.
Well, this is truly strange because I don't know what's going on.
Okay, so let's see here. Let's try something else. Okay. Okay. May I have your address?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. May I have your email address, please?
I'm not going to give that out. I'm sorry.
Because
okay. I'm very unsure as to what's going on here. So I'm not going to give out any more information than I absolutely have to.
V-R-B-I-C-K-Y.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've got someone helping us search for this. So, thanks for your patience. We'll figure it out. We'll get to the bottom of this here. So, let's see. Okay. That's super strange, and you did not place the order. All right, so we're still looking for this because, you know, you did get the phone number from the invoice, then that's definitely some sort of order for you. We are just not locating anything in the system with your info. Now, do you think an order was placed from like eBay or Amazon?
I haven't placed any orders for this
product. Omax Health. Okay, Omax Health doesn't have any information in the system for you. We do have products sold on Amazon and through eBay as well. So I would suggest checking.
Well, I've checked with the first order, I went and checked my Amazon or my eBay accounts, and nothing like that was placed on it. So, and I went through every single credit card to see if there was any charges from, it says Omax Health, because that's what it says. It will appear Omax Health on your credit card statement.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
okay, so no, we don't show an order for you at all. So at this point, I would recommend contacting, I guess, your bank or credit card company to see if there's, or looking at your statement to see, you know, if there are any unexplained charges. And then
I did that the last time I got something, and nothing showed up. And I've been
Do you know what the product names? What the products
are?
Yeah.
Okay. The one I got today was 2 month Omax Auto. It must be on auto ship, if I'm saying. It says 2 month Omax Auto. So that must mean it's an automatic ship. And it's for Omax 3 Ultra Pure Omega 3 Supplements. Do you have such a fritter in your inventory?
Oh, we do.
Sorry, I didn't mean to put it that way, but.
Oh, okay.
And that's what I got last time, was 2 boxes of that, plus, I don't know if it was complimentary, but there was a bottle of vitamin D supplements.
Yeah, so you have had an account with us previously?
No.
No.
This is the second time I'm receiving a shipment from you, folks. So I don't know how I got, how it's getting to me or why it's, you know, so that's what I'm trying to get to the bottom of this, so I can stop it.
Okay, so you don't know the last 4 digits of any kind of card associated, do you? That's kind of what you were trying to find.
No, I don't.
Okay.
I was trying to find that out the first time. I mean, I can give you an order. I don't know how far back you keep them from the last one, because I have that invoice in front of me as well.
So no one in the household could have ordered and sent to your address? Or?
No. I checked even with my kids. None of them ordered anything.
Okay. Well, we don't have anything in the system for you to just kind of recommend, you know, watching your account to see if there are any unknown charges. And then if there are, call your banker. Well, let's see. So you don't know if you've been charged anything or not, do you?
I didn't check on the ones that I got today, but I checked on the last batch that I got. It was an order that was placed on the 24th of November, 2020. Ship date was December 2nd, 2020. And I received it. I don't know. Usually I put something on here when I receive stuff. Let's see if I can. And I received it just December 9th of 2020.
So that was on your bank statement?
No, nothing has been on any of my statements.
Okay.
So I don't know where this is mysteriously coming from.
Yeah, it's super strange. You don't want to provide your email to see if maybe we can find it that way?
Nope.
Okay.
Sorry.
No problem. Well, I guess just keep an eye out on your statement to see if you have any charges, because we don't have any information in our system for you.
Well, that's just odd, you know, because I gave you an order ID number and nothing's in your system, so.
So it didn't come, doesn't look like it doesn't appear that it came from us. Like I said, there are some online vendors that do sell. Do you live in Ellensburg, Washington?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Okay, so let's see here. Okay, yes, ma'am. So, no, it does not appear that we have any info at all with any of your information or the order information. Like I said, we do have vendors that sell on other websites. So, we have nothing.
It says it comes directly on the return label. Omax Health, and came out of Lewiston, Maine. Does that sound right?
Yes, it does. It does. We have one more method of search, and that would be, I guess, you know, the last 4 digits of the card. Of course, you don't know that, and then your email.
No. Now, the first time I called, they asked for my zip code to see if there's any way, if anything was shipped out that way. But how about if I give you the order number that was on the first shipment of stuff I got? See if you have anything.
Okay,
these are really weird numbers because they are not consistent in style. But
let's see here. And what's your zip code?
68629.
68629. Thank you. No. Okay, nothing showing with the zip code. Nope. And what's the, let's see here. Mm-mm. Okay, no ma'am, one more method of search would be the email and then, but no, I don't wanna do that. So I can't find anything with your name, your zip code. That order ID.
So I doubt you'll find anything if I gave you my email anyway, and but I'm not going to do that. So,
okay. All right.
Can
so
I give you another order? Can I give you another order number to see if you have anything of that nature? The first one that I got was CART, like cart, is how it looks on there, -0146008. And that's a whole different style of number order ID compared to what showed up today.
Right. And that was your, you received something?
From you guys back in December. Like I said, this is the second package I'm receiving. And it looks like it's set up on auto, 2-month OMAX auto, like if it's auto ship every 2 months or something. So I suspect if that's the way it is, I'll be getting another shipment in a couple months.
Right.
And I'm sorry, I haven't used the last stuff because it's too mysterious for me.
Okay, so let's see here. Okay, so when you called in previously, were they able to locate any kind of account for you?
Nope, I haven't located anything.
Okay. Okay, so you called before?
Yes, I called about December 9th or December 10th with the last number I just gave you. That was the order ID number, CART.
Okay.
0146008.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, like I said, we can look it up maybe with the email, but other than that, we have nothing for you. So.
Okay.
Sorry.
Thank you very much.
No problem. Thanks for calling OMAX Health. Have a great day.
Bye. You too, bye.